Today's daf is the last daf of Maseches Yoma, daf Peches, but we learned both Pei Zayin Amud Beis and Peches Amud Aleph. So on the top of Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara told the story where Rabbi Chanina got upset at Rav, because Rabbi Chanina showed up late to the shir, and Rav didn't go back to the beginning of the shir just for Rabbi Chanina's sake, so he got very upset. So Rav went to ask Mechila for 13 straight Yom Kippurs, Erev Yom Kippurs. He came to try to ask Mechila from him. So the Gemara said, and each time Rabbi Chanina wouldn't forgive him. So the Gemara asked on both parties in the story, how could Rav keep on asking for Mechila? The halacha is, you're only supposed to ask Mechila three times. You're not supposed to ask more than three times. So the Gemara says, Rav Shaini. Rav was extra machmir. He thought that he could ask more than that. That's at least how Rashi understood the Gemara's answer. What about Rabbi Chanina? A person is supposed to be a forgiving person. You're not supposed to keep on saying no when someone humiliates himself to ask you for Mechila over and over and over again. So the Gemara says, yeah, but this was different because Rabbi Chanina had a dream that meant that Rav was going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Chanina was already the Rosh Yeshiva. He didn't want Rav to knock him off, so he was hoping that if he doesn't give him Mechila, then maybe Rav will run away to Bavel, and Rav will become Rosh Yeshiva there, far away from him, and then it won't be a threat to his life. So then the Gemara gets into discussing the mitzvah of vidui. So the Gemara tells us that the first vidui that one should say should be on Erev Yom HaKippurim, before Yochel V'Yishta, before you have a meal, because we're afraid after you have a meal you're going to be a little bit drunk, you're not going to be able to say a proper vidui. And even though you said a vidui before the meal, you say a vidui again that night, you still say a vidui Achar Yochel V'Yishta, because you never know, maybe you did another avera in between during the meal, so maybe you need a new vidui on account of that avera. The Gemara then gives six versions of what to say to be Yotzei Vidui. What is the Ikra Vidui, whether it's Ati Yodei Razi Olam, Imamake Aleif, etc., etc., etc. The Gemara gives six different versions of what Vidui is, and then the Gemara starts to discuss the Tefillah of Ni'ila. A Machlokas, what the nature of Ni'ila is. My Ni'ila Sha'arin. Rava Martzlusi Yisirta. It's a whole extra Shmon Esrei, a whole extra Tefillah. Ushmol Amar Manu Mechayenu. Shmol says that the whole Ni'ila is just that phrase, Manu Mechayenu. What are we? What are our lives? The Gemara goes on to tell us that according to Rav, if a person davens Ni'ila, Poteres HaShalarvis, he doesn't have to daven Mariv on that Motzoi Yom HaKippurim, because Rav holds it's a Tzlusi Yiserta, you're saying a whole extra Shmon Esrei, so that should count for that Mariv that night. Says the Gemara, but doesn't Rav anyway hold that he doesn't have to daven Mariv because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus? So the Gemara says, L'divrei Omer Chova Ka'amar. Rav says, Eino Chinami. Rav holds Tefillas Arvis Rishus anyway, he's not going to have daven Mariv. But even if you hold Tefillas Arvis Chova, you cover it with Ni'ila. Then the Gemara says, there's a Machlokas Tanayim, whether Tefillas Ni'ila is said at night after Yom Kippur is already over, or you dafka say it b'yom before nightfall. And the nafka mina would be whether a balkeri can go to the mikveh after he's already daven mincha, where all he's got left is ni'ila. The halach is that you're not allowed to bathe on Yom Kippur, but if you need to go to the mikveh in order to be able to daven still for Yom Kippur, so then you're allowed to go to the mikveh. So if ni'ila's on Yom Kippur, so even if it's past mincha time, he could still go to the mikveh so he could daven ni'ila. But if ni'ila's after Yom Kippur, we wouldn't let him go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur so that he could daven after Yom Kippur. Let him wait till after Yom Kippur, and that's when he'll go to the mikveh. Then the Gemara says, but you know what? It could be that ni'ila is after Yom Kippur, and we would still let a balkari go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Why? Because if you hold tevila bizmana mitzvah, that the mitzvah that you have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh on the right time, at the earliest possible time, so that would be docha any isurim of inui by when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, person would be allowed to go to the mikveh. Where else do we have the discussion of tefillah bizmana mitzvah? So the Gemara tells us if a person has shem kosoval besaro, he has the shem Hashem written on his skin. So if you hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah, he can go to the mikveh, he doesn't have to worry about it, even though it might rub off the shem Hashem. If you don't hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah, then you have to be korech gemi, you have to do all sorts of shtick in order to try to make sure that you don't erase the shem Hashem. And then the final discussion in the Masechta, the Gemara talks about haroa keri biyom HaKippurim. So a little shocking, the Gemara says someone who sees keri on Yom Kippur, avonosav mechulun lo. It's a mechila for all of his avonos. But then Tanit Rabbi Shmuel says haroa keri biyom HaKippurim yida kol hashana kula. It should make him very afraid. He should worry the whole year long. And this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But v'malsa lo shana, if he makes it through the year, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, then he's muftach to be a ben olam haba. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Rav Dimi also, that it's a it's a siman tov and a siman bracha that he's going to have children, banim ubnei banim. That's the siman that he's going to have if he makes it through the year after being roa keri on Yom Kippur.